quiet understanding. Neither of us miss the Ford engine or the communist regime. We don't talk about it, but we both miss the years when we were young.
Ivan Kitka reading his essay in this week's series, The World Turned Upside Down. The producer was Julia Johnson, and the series was first broadcast last November. This is BBC Radio 3. It's now 11:15, time for this evening's Late Junction, presented by Max Reinhardt.
Norwegian harpist Ellen Segerstedt Badke with her composition Vilving, with Arve Henriksen on trumpet. Well, it's listed as a trumpet, but to all of us here, it sounded like some kind of flute. I'm Max Reinhardt, and Ellen's beautiful harp ushers in tonight's Late Junction, which has the harp at its very heart. Why, at around midnight, you can hear this month's Late Junction session featuring a harpist collaboration between Ruth Wall and Sivan. This year it's often felt satisfyingly like a long hot summer down here in London, and hopefully that's been true for you wherever you are. But this weekend sees the first harbinger of the colder seasons ahead, when the football season begins. Here's Megson with an existential football song to kick it all off, The Long Shot.
It was a pretty good game today. We could have won by 2 or 3. And all of the lads were there, even cousins Joe and Steve. And old Bob sitting on the end. What a foul mouth that man's got when they missed the goal from the penalty box. I swear he was gonna get shot. Well, thanks for my half-time pie. Cousin Joe says thanks for his scone. I didn't have a go of the half-time draw, cause the odds were 10,000 to 1. But old Bob sitting on the end puts a fivers on each week. And when I asked him what the heck he did it for, he says, son, one day you'll see, you take a long shot. That's all there is. Put it in a very safe place where your doubt can't get to it. Cause once you're certain that all hope is gone, a long shot is better than none. It's a shocker of a game today. Well, the lads, they hoofed and puffed. 3-0 down by the half-time break, I knew we were gonna get stuffed. But old Bob stuck out to the end, and we nicked 2 quick goals in. And when the keeper ran out to the halfway line, you should have heard Bobby sing, just take a long shot. If that's all there is, very safe place where your doubt can't get to it. Cause once you're certain that all hope is gone, a long shot is better than none. Seen Bob for a month, and everyone knows he's not coming back, but his seat's still never been touched. And Joe said he'd heard the worst, that he'd finally popped his socks. But I reckon the sod was his half-time draw. Now he sits in a corporate box. He took his long shot. It was a critical game today, and we got thumped 7-0. But if there was a prize for the best own goal, I think we'd be in with a shout. Joe was miserable as sin, and Steve said he's gutted too, cause the sod old chance we can stay up now. I said any old chance will do, I'll take a long shot. If that's all there is, put it in a very safe place where your doubt can't get to it. Cause once you're certain that all hope is gone, a long shot is better than none. If that's all there is, where your doubt can't get to it. Cause once you're certain that all hope is gone. A long shot is better than a long shot is better than none.
The greatest Cuban bassist of his generation, Orlando Cachito Lopez, with Tumbao Número 5. Originally, that appeared on his album Cachito on World Circuit, but Charlie Gillett included it on what turned out to be his final annual world music compilation, Anywhere on This Road, released last month. Playing that tune seems like a very good way of remembering Charlie and Cachito, both of them legends who are very much missed. By the way, Cachito, in his turn, dedicated his tune to Charlie Mingus, whom you'll hear later in the programme. Here's Meredith Monk summing up the art of valediction as only she can. From her album Impermanence, this is Last Song.
Last laugh, 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 last la
each last rite's last supper, last days, last judgment, last words, the last word, last words, the last word, last rose of summer, last goodbye, last ditch, last ditch, last exit, last exit, last exit, last day, the last day, the last day, the last day, the last day. Goshenes, 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 goshenes. Na 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 na.
Andras Schiff, playing the first of Beethoven's Six Bagatelles, Opus 126, on the very piano that the London firm of piano makers Broadwood presented to Beethoven in 1817. It's now housed in the Hungarian National Museum in Budapest, and the CD's called Beethoven's Broadwood Piano, though it came up on my computer as Beethoven's Broadway Piano, an album yet to be made, but I'm looking forward to it, maybe with the follow-up Beethoven's Bollywood Piano, which could feature a romantic classical version of this tune by R.D. Burman. It's from the 1973 movie Raja Rani, and as you'll hear, it seems to have been inspired by an aged hippie track from Fifth Dimension, Age of Aquarius. Asha Bhosle and Bhupinder sing Jab Andhera Hota Hai, When It's Dark.
Yeah. जो निकलता है काली सी सड़क पे ये आवाज आती है
चोर 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 शहरों की गलियों में जब
Si. Balogi Bebson. Façon série B ivoirienne. Là. C'est quoi? Ok, je passe l'écrit à l'oral sur cette polyphonie. Mon examen du minuit, ça n'est pas les manies. Le démon du midi arrive à l'improviste et insiste, et insiste. Dans le couple, la tendresse tient la permanence. Quand la passion est en convalescence, l'amour un théorème à multiples inconnus, où l'on se projette à corps perdu.
C'est bonne éducation.
Si, si.
Tant que ça nous fait chanter. Mais tu peux se sourire, c'était dans la toile. La respect pour l'une qui plaît. Je dis que c'est dans la confiance. Confusion dans la chance, c'est la niche sans sable. La reconnaissance des souvenirs. Engagement de la jambe, tout dit.
Comme confie mon pao, je fais dans la sérénade. Rappel nos cavalcades, nos sexcapades. Quand je vais au ta chute vertigineuse, la peine de la peau prend la raison frileuse. C'est un complot.
Tonight's 21st century doo-wop revelation from Congolese-born Belgian hip-hop artist Balogi. The track's called Kiniwa Kiniwa, featuring Bebson de la Rue, and it's from his current CD, Kinshasa Sukusale. Before that, the wondrously cracked and world-weary voice of Bonnie Prince Billy sang his Spanish version, Hombre Sencillo, of Graham Nash's Simple Man, a song from Be Yourself, this summer's tribute to Graham's solo album of 1971's Song for Beginners, which never meant much to me at the time, I must confess, but you can't argue with the likes of Prince Billy and Port O'Brien, who've turned it all into something rather rich and strange. Which brings us neatly to Abîme des Oiseaux, the clarinet solo from Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time. The piece was written and originally performed in January 1941 by Messiaen with three other inmates of Stalag 8A, a Nazi prisoner of war camp. This is the first recording of the piece, which took place 15 years later in Paris with André Vasselier on clarinet.
Thank you.
the clarinet solo Abîme des Oiseaux from Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time, played by André Vasselier. And now it's around midnight. So here come the harps. Yes, it's August's Lake Junction session, a collaboration between Sivan and Ruth Wall. Sivan is a grandchild of Armenian refugees and Lancashire coal workers who grew up on Britain's doorstep in Suffolk. She embodies an infinity of musical worlds and flits with ease from composing for Latin jazz pianist Alex Wilson on the Bangra Latina project to a commission for the London Symphony Orchestra. She's brought her sister Nina into the Lake Junction session mix with her. Nina will be playing harp and supplying additional vocals. Ruth Wall is a harpist from Scotland who specialises in the development and performance of new music. She's well known as a soloist, as an artist who works with chamber ensembles and orchestras, as well as collaborating with other musicians and dancers and artists on new commissions. Howard Skempton, Lawrence Crane, Gabriel Jackson, Peter Maxwell Davis, her partner Graham Fitkin. She's worked with them all, building up a repertoire of new works for the harp. She performs on lever harp, Renaissance Bray harp, Gaelic wire strung harp, concert harp, and often uses live electronics in performance. For this session, she's brought along the lever and bray. And now, let the session commence. Here's Sivan herself.
The good thing about having a whole day in the studio was that, you know, we had a chance to get used to each other's styles. On the other hand, it was very, very fresh. It was, you know, sort of capturing on record the kind of first conversation you might have with someone when you meet them. I woke up immediately after a festival that me and Ruth had both done and wrote two poems, and I don't normally write poems. And I just felt I had to express something to do with the nature of art. I've never worked with a bray harp before. However, I've often experimented with my own lever harp, using paper on the strings and blue tack and stuff to imitate other kinds of harps, or sometimes imitate percussion instruments or even electronic sounds, because I think the bray sounds a bit like a synth. It's got a cool 80s sound.
We were both very excited about the bray, weren't we? Because I tried one out last November, I think, because I'm really into historical instruments, and I just thought it was so cool, so I came back raving about it and saying, I want a bray and I want a wire harp, and so we found out that there was the opportunity of writing for them. It was inspiring.
Unashamed, they light my sight in dark. If only I was brave enough to write that I have backward, forward, sideward sight, then would you trust me when I say my songs are always close to tears? They are not strong, these shimmering notes that fall tight from my eyes and nose as diamonds, their grips. Soft words of those words by just past life lies. Sharp tunes will tune to serve me till I die. Consumed by cliche that I so despise. Gift unseen, unless she told you so.
man with stars in time, and gracious leaves a room for us to climb. No Icarus, her route is there to find. Alas, the seer's audience is blind. No Icarus, her route is there to find. Alas, the seer's audience is blind.
I could say, a Savin composition, on which she supplied the vocals and additional percussion, created by her dancing feet on a wooden board. Her sister Nina is on backing vocals and prepared harp. That means it had blue tack and bits of paper on it. Ruth Wall is on Bray harp and lever harp. Here's Ruth talking about the piece that she brought to the session, which ended up being called The Coffin Trail. Here's why.
I wanted to use Nina and Savin in really close harmony and in a quite kind of gritty way vocally, because when we met at Latitude we had a little brief chance to hear their voices, and I like that almost telepathic way that they can sing together. So I knew that I wanted something in rhythmic unison for them, but I also had the suspicion that the Bray harp would work best with their voices as well, and so rhythmically I wanted to cut across what they were doing sometimes and have periods of repose contrasting with like more energetic kind of violent music. So that was pretty much it. It's an untitled piece, but there's a very nice walk near where I was brought up called the Coffin Trail. It goes over a moor and down to a little loch. It used to be the route that people would take their dead on the way to the burial. There's something of a sort of quality of steady kind of trudging at the same time as wailing and celebration as well. But it wasn't, I wasn't thinking about death for the last few weeks, I promise.
I can hear that in the music. Yeah. Now you've mentioned it, I can really see that trail.
It felt really intense and kind of ultimate, didn't it?
Yeah, relentless was the word we used. Like,
yeah, it was very extreme.
You can't go off track. Got a destination that got to get to.
Ruth Wall's The Coffin Trail. From this month's Late Junction session, featuring Ruth Wall, Savan, and her sister Nina. The session was recorded at BBC Maidervale Studios by Nick Fountain and Anthony Shaw and produced by Andy King, who is even now guiding my every move and utterance. Many thanks to Ruth and Savan and Nina for an excellent session. From the end of this programme for the next 7 days, the session's downloadable from the Radio 3 webpages. From Maidervale to Ambrenet Church in the French Alps, where this next recording took place. This is Mira Gloriano playing the variation from the Sonata in A Minor for solo violin by Johann Georg Pisendel.
Thank you.
Bileni Gorobola and Kwalan Selamulukeli recorded in Hana village in Ethiopia's Omo Valley in 2003. It's quite extraordinary that two voices can make that sound. But Bastian Lagata, who made the recording, insists that only Bileni and Kwalan Sela sang on the track. Somehow their arrangement and vocal techniques make them sound just like a quartet. Which is exactly what Vampire Weekend sound like. Probably because they are one. Here they are with I Think You Are a Contra from this year's Contra album.
That you and I could tell each other everything
for 2 months. But even with our oath, with truth on our side, when you turn away from me, it's not right. I think you're a contrast.
Part 4 of IBM 1401, A User's Manual, by Icelandic musician, composer and producer Johan Johansson. It was inspired by a recording of an IBM mainframe computer, which his father, Johan Gunnarsson, made on a reel-to-reel tape machine more than 30 years ago. And so to a bebop vocalist, the very celebrated Eddie Jefferson. This is his tune, Silly Little Cynthia, with Tommy Tucker at the piano, back in 1964.
Above me, there is no doubt. When you passed out brains, you must have left my Cynthia out. Oh, silly little Cynthia, sister's name Corinthia. Put them both together, man, what stormy weather. You take Corinthia, I'm gonna take Cynthia home alone. Took her to a movie just to see a show. Silly little Cynthia brought her portable radio. Oh, silly little Cynthia, sister's name Corinthia. Put them both together, Lordy, what stormy weather. You take Corinthia, I'm gonna take Cynthia home alone. Took her to a football game and it's a natural fact. Cynthia got a refund from the quarterback. Oh, silly little Cynthia, sister's name Corinthia. Put them both together, man, with stormy weather. You take Corinthia, cause I'm gonna take Cynthia home alone. Cynthia says I'm always running through her dreams. Something tells me Cynthia's not as silly as she seems. Oh, silly little Cynthia, sister's name Corinthia. Put them both together, Lordy, what stormy weather. You take Corinthia, I'm gonna take Cynthia home alone. You take Corinthia, I'm gonna take Cynthia home alone.
Stars are in the sky. magic prayers were said, my little old sleepy head to a prairie lullaby. Saddle up your pony, the sandman's here to take you down the trail of dreams. Tumbling bell, my tired little old sleepy head to a prairie lullaby, to a prairie lullaby.
Liza Carthy singing Prairie Lullaby. And it's very close to farewell from Lake Junction for this week, but you can listen again to tonight's programme anytime over the next 7 days. And of course, there's a full track listing for each programme on the Radio 3 web pages, where you'll also find tonight's Lake Junction session available for downloading as a podcast. I'm Max Reinhardt. Thanks to you for listening, and to Savan, Ruth Wall and Nina for that sublime Lake Junction session. Tune into World on 3 tomorrow night with Marianne Kennedy, and you can hear a studio session from Jar Wobble and the Nippon Dub Ensemble. Fiona Talkington is back in the Lake Junction chair next week, and I'll see you in September. But I'll leave you tonight with that promised tune from Charles Mingus, Haitian Fight Song. Good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Well, to Norway now, the Norwegian Radio Orchestra conducted by Antoni Rosmar Bahr. It's a concert they gave in the Oslo University Concert Hall in 2007. And it closes with the Teenage Schubert Second Symphony. Before it, soprano Er Inderhaug joins the orchestra for songs and arias by Delibes, Massenet and Ravel. And the concert opens with Ravel's tribute to a much-loved musical ancestor, Le Tombeau de Couperin. A tombeau is literally a tomb, though a better translation here would be perhaps tombstone or memorial piece. Despite this tombeau's generally elegant progress, it's also Ravel's memorial to friends who'd been killed in the First World War. Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin. Ravel said the tribute wasn't so much to Couperin as to 18th century French music in general. It was also his memorial to friends who had been killed in the First World War. The players there, the Norwegian Radio Orchestra, conducted by Antoni Rosmar-Bahr. Well, they're joined now by soprano Er Inderhaug for a couple more Ravel pieces in a moment or two. His vocalise in the form of a habanera. First, though, fire menacing the naughty child in Ravel's opera L'Enfant et les Sortilèges.
Oh,
Ravel's Vocalise en forme de habanera, and before it, Air du feu, fire bursting out of the chimney to menace the destructive child in Ravel's opera L'Enfant et les Sortilèges. The soprano there, Air in the Hulk, with the Norwegian Radio Orchestra conducted by Antoni Rosmar-Bahr. Well, soprano and orchestra now in music by Jules Massenet. His Manon continues to be his most popular opera, and it's almost certainly his masterpiece. Three arias from Manon here, opening with Suis-je gentil ainsi?